Yeah. See, what? We could have already had the intro out. Where are we going? Come on. Let's go.
Sing it again?
No.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to the
wrinkled sheets. Yeah. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
In my ears. There I am.
Is that better?
It's weird. People that have never done anything like this, they don't understand.
That you have to hear yourself a little bit?
Like, if I couldn't hear myself, I'd just take them off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just feels like you're handicapped.
Yeah. I think so, too. Because a lot of people go, well, I just don't need them. I can hear you. But you can't hear at the same level. And especially when you're recording.
No. Yeah.
You don't know what you're hearing. And then if you're not looking at the pegs going up and down, you're not really sure how loud you are because you're hearing each other in a regular conversational tone.
Yeah. And I think a lot of my co-hosts on Two Girls, they've never done anything like this, and it's hard to...
Mm-hmm. They don't pick up on the signals that when you point toward the microphone, it means get closer.
No, I'm training them all. So we're back.
We're back. Thank you, guys.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple. And guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to say right up front, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You know, you can find us on Stitcher and Podbean and iTunes and TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio. We're all over the internet.
We're all over this place.
And we appreciate you. And we want to say thanks to the people that have supported us. We actually have had donations to the show. We don't know for a fact which donation it came from because it all goes to the same PayPal.
Yeah, so it all goes into Steve's PayPal. He's probably like skimming money off the top.
No. But it does go to, we have the wrinkled sheets and the two girls and a bottle of wine and mine all linked to the same donate button. So I'm going to give a shout out to Hillary Bird, who made a donation from the UK, all the way from the UK. We got a listener who loves one of the three shows. And made a donation. So thank you. Thank you, H. Bird.
We should, learn how to Skype and have her do some
stuff on the show.
I like the people's accents in the UK.
Me too. That's why I've been listening to Pointless Blog. Pointless Vlog. Sorry, Pointless Vlog.
Pointless Vlog.
That's Alfie. And there's
something. And I like the Florida Vlog, but they don't vlog after the Vlogmas.
Who is that?
Floor and Mikey.
Oh, yeah. Do they not vlog at all?
No. She has her beauty channel, but her vlog hasn't had a new video since Vlogmas.
Why is that?
I don't know. Call her and ask. I'm not sure.
Who are you chatting with over there?
I'm looking to see what's going on in the world, see if there's any topical information.
That would be great.
We need to probably say who we are.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet.
And you're not Steve.
I'm not Steve.
Because that's typically the way we've started this before.
Right.
You go.
Yeah.
You go.
I'm Janet.
And I'm not.
Right.
That's how we do it in the past.
Yeah, but that's silly.
Yeah.
It's good. I want to say a big shout out to my Hillbilly Nerd Talk friends, Hank and Petra.
Hank and Petra.
Have I mentioned them?
Hi, Hank. Hi, Petra.
I think I've mentioned them on every podcast we've done.
I think you have.
Since I discovered them.
I think you have. And since you're going to give them a shout out, I definitely want to give a big shout out to some of my boys. I love the Say What podcast.
Why are you using that accent?
That's my Hank and Petra accent. I don't know why.
Are you imitating them?
I guess I'm
Stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. Once that gets in my head. Okay.
You worked with a girl from Kentucky for years.
And she didn't talk like that.
No.
But Hank and Petra do a little bit.
I love them. They're so smart.
But I'm going to give my shout out to the Say What podcast.
The Say What podcast.
The Say What podcast. It's Tom, it's Chase, and that sweet graham cracker.
Okay.
You gave me a look. Graham is the other guy on the show.
Oh, is he white? Is his name Graham and he's a cracker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's not why I was saying that. But that makes better sense of why I was saying that. Because his name is Graham and he is white. But everybody thinks that he's a chick on the show. He's got one of those voices that guys have sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I call him Sweet Graham Cracker.
Why don't you... Nothing.
What's that?
Nothing.
What? You can't last say night, that on a podcast when you're recording.
Last night we watched PK and DK.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time you watched them live with me, really.
I watched them before.
Yeah, but you were like commenting as two girls in wine.
I was. I was actually, you're like, what are you writing? What are you saying that I'm saying?
Right. But it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed them. Look at us giving all these shout outs. I hope people are still listening to us while we're giving shout outs to other shows.
I'm sorry. I like giving love. This whole podcast world, I think probably in the last 6 months, I've really embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's what I do on my way to and from work.
Me too.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, brother. I'm not calling you anymore because I'm listening to podcasts.
I'd rather listen to other people with happier lives.
Stop it. He didn't mean that. Not that any of them listened, but yeah, he didn't mean that.
I did not mean that. We don't have happier lives.
We have had some spring-like weather here in January, Colorado.
This has been so freaking unusual here.
Today was cold.
It was
like a high, it was in the mid-40s. It's been like 70.
Yeah, but it's true. But the sun was out today, so I assumed that it was warmer and went out without a coat.
And it was a little burr.
Yeah, in the shade. So I tried to stay the hell out of the shade.
Yeah. So you went to the gym. No, you didn't.
I headed to the gym. I was going to go to the gym. I had my bag packed. I got my shoes, my sweatshirt, my sweatpants, my little belt thing that I wear because it sweats and you lose weight. What's that thing called?
I don't know the name of it.
You have one of them, too.
I have four of them.
Yeah. I had that all ready to go. I had my workout gloves. I was going. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop, get a coffee on the way to the gym. And then I stopped, and I had a coffee. And while I was at the coffee, I had a message from my pal, Vinnie Paul, the drummer from Pantera.
Name dropping. What?
I'm name dropping. But this is the story. This is how it went down. He messaged me. I messaged him back. We started chatting, and the next thing I know, an hour had gone by, and I'm like, damn it, I really have to get home and record a podcast for my show. I had to do a movie review.
And how did that go?
It went horribly. Horribly, horribly, horribly. You came in,
You're
and
fired.
I was bitching.
You're fired.
Well, no, I recorded most of it, but as you know, when you're down here in the basement sometime alone during the day, the dogs go nuts when the door's closed.
That's why you got to be proactive. All of that could have been prevented.
All of it. But I'm trying to record. I hear dog barking in the background. And I don't really notice that while I'm recording that the other dog, you can hear the toenails walking on the floor above us. And so I've recorded, and I go back and I listen to it, and I hear barking and toenails. So I've got to re-record it again. And I'm trying to talk faster, hoping I can do it between dog barks. And then when I go back to listen to it again, it sounds stupid because I'm talking like this. I'm trying to talk like this so the dog can't. So I had to record over again.
And notice none of that is happening right now because we put the dog with the toenails up
in
so
the
that there's no walking.
Mm-hmm.
We have the little barky one in your lap.
Mm-hmm. Which I semi-find annoying sometimes because I would like to really be able to pay total attention to the podcast without her annoying me.
She doesn't do anything. She just sits there.
Now she is. But sometimes she tries to step up on the table or she'll try to walk over to you. It's annoying.
It's annoying.
I would rather just be... I wish we had a sound booth that we could just go in, close the door, and record the shows.
And ignore our animals.
Yes. That's my new hashtag. Ignore the animals. Hashtag.
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 Funny. So what's going on in your world? I haven't caught up to you.
I've got nothing.
What?
Nothing. I've got nothing.
Okay.
What's going on?
Wow.
What?
Tom Selleck turned 70 today.
That's true.
I found that to be shocking.
I did too.
I didn't realize he was that old.
I didn't either. I tweeted, how the hell did that happen so soon? Because it doesn't seem like he's 70. He's never looked 70. He's never been one of those guys that just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Became old.
Kind of like Dwight Yoakam. He kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
Kind of weird looking.
Yeah. And you bring that up because you went to a concert the other night.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I was going. That was the lead in
to the concert. I figured it would be.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was just sort of squirrel. And Dwight Yoakam is one of those.
No. I was talking to my mom, and my mom hates Dwight Yoakam.
Why?
His nasally. And I feel like people either like him or they don't. Because he's got a very nasally sound.
It's called country. He's got a very...
George Jones did not have a nasally sound.
Yeah, and that's the reason my dad, he does. And that's the reason my dad always never liked George Jones.
Hmm.
He just sings through his nose. He just sings through his nose.
But anyway, my mom doesn't like Dwight Yoakam, and I was telling her that I went and saw him, and she's like, oh, wow, he's got to be getting up there. And I was like, no, he really looks the same. Probably wearing the same jeans that are tighter than... Oh, my goodness. He doesn't have kids, does he?
I don't know.
I bet that's why. His jeans are too damn tight.
His sperm has been choked to death?
Yes. Huh. And he opened for my favorite dude singer, Eric Church, who I have seen rise from the Grizzly Rose to... I have not seen the Pepsi Center that packed since I saw Taylor Swift. I've been to concerts there, and mm-hmm. I'm like, there's empty seats. There was, and it was a Tuesday night.
I don't know how people do that anymore. How do people stay up that late on a work night?
You don't drink. That's what you do. You don't drink. Because I remember back in my younger days, I remember going to the Grizzly Rose to see Joe Nichols. It was like on a Wednesday or Thursday night, and I drank. And I had to work the next day, and it was hell. This time, I was tired when I woke up, but by the time I got to work and I got going, like, it was fine.
I think people have changed their attitude about that a little bit, though, because when I was in Birmingham working over the weekend at the comedy club, the shows started early, like at 6:30. And I thought, well, that's really early. But no, they were getting great audiences. They were showing up early. And I'm talking to one of the managers there about the show being early. And he goes, a lot of shows around here have started early. He goes, a lot of the concerts, the bigger concerts, start early and don't even have an opening act anymore because people around here go to work.
Right.
And I think they're finally starting to realize that, especially if your audience is an older audience. You know what I mean? I can understand a young upcoming act, but if you're somebody like Fleetwood Mac or you know that your audience is already going to be older, you've got to go, hey, I have to take into consideration that my people are going to want to be home and getting ready for work.
Well, Denver has always been a huge hub for Eric Church fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of his bigger markets where he's always kind of had that draw. And he said that. He's like, every concert's different. We don't play the same set list. This time, you know, we're not going to even... We're just going to throw songs out there from back in the day and new ones. And they even pulled someone from up in the nosebleeds, brought them down, and let them pick a song. And, like, they played, whatever. So it was a long concert. He started probably about 9:15. He didn't end until 11:45. Well, about 11:15...
People started leaving.
I'm like, oh, hell no.
Well, you know, not only are they leaving, a lot of times they're leaving unhappy. Because if you're I'm serious. You may not think this because you're a fan, but I'm telling you, as somebody that goes, I have to go to work and I'm mad that I'm missing the rest of this. So you're not totally happy that you didn't get to see all of the concert. You're just like, well, crap, I have to leave.
I didn't hear anyone say that. I heard a lot of my Facebook friends that did leave about 11:15. They were like, oh, what time did it end? Oh, that was an amazing show. So they had great things to say, but they did leave early.
Because it's annoying, because I know that for a fact. When I went to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers years ago, not that long ago, but at Red Rocks, and you go, well, it's 11 o'clock, and I have to get up and do radio in the morning. I have to leave. I have to, and the whole time you're walking out of the venue, you're turning around, looking and listening, and like, I don't want to leave. What's the next song?
I guess I just went into it with the mindset that this is going to be a very late night. I'm going to be tired tomorrow, but it's going to be one of those that's going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. And he made it worth it. I heard no one complaining.
That's good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And when I worked at the Grizzly Rose, when we would have, like, during the week concerts and stuff, I always wondered why they didn't start them earlier. Because those weren't huge drawing concerts. And it's like, come on, start it at 8:30. Don't wait till 10:30 on a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Yeah, I've wondered that sometimes, too. Like, start it early and then let your house band play. Then it becomes a regular, instead of waiting till 10 to start the concert.
Because everybody wants to leave. They're like, oh, it's over. So they leave.
Yeah,
and
so you got to make people.
Then the
just
house
hang
band
out.
Has no one to play for, and
hang
then they
and
leave
drink.
It. Then they have to leave at 11.
But I think on nights like that, maybe you would sell more tickets if you started early.
Yeah, I think the thing is with the Grizzly Rose, like they don't tell you the concert time. It just says doors open at 6, and people would show up on those Tuesday, Wednesday, especially during stock show, and they'd be like, as their waitress, they're like, what time does the show start? I'm like, opening band goes on at 8:30.
What? I've been here since 6.
The headliner will probably hit the stage 10 or 10:30.
What? I have to get up in the morning.
And I would say, yeah, me too. I have a day job. So suck it up. You got to ask these questions before you pay money for a concert.
And then people go home and they get on Yelp and they put a review of like, they need to tell you what time the show starts.
I think they've gotten better at that. Maybe on the website.
Speaking of Yelp, this is something I thought of the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm right about this. All right, tell me what you think. Don't you think most people or more people, not most people, but more people have become kind of just gripey and bitter?
I feel like there are those people that are constant Yelpers. And when I say Yelp, it's like you Google something. You Yelp about something, you're complaining about it.
Right, but there's a lot more complainers now.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but like if you even post something on Facebook, there's going to be a complaint, or they're not going to get it, or there's people just seem more willing to complain.
And I think you and I have touched on this, where they have that security of the online. It's not, you know, they're not coming up to your face and being like, ah, bah, 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 bah.
Right.
They have their keyboard and a screen, and they don't have to deal with you.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that maybe sometimes when you look up on Yelp, mm-hmm. like a review of a place before you go there, take in mind, keep in consideration
right.
that people just want to complain.
If there's, that's why you look, and if there's only like two comments, one's good, one's bad,
uh-huh.
I take it as that's probably good. Every day, every person has a bad day.
And everybody wants their opinion to matter.
Every place has a bad day. You know, there's going to be a day where maybe the eggs weren't cooked right, or maybe the nail artist didn't do your nails exactly perfect. You know, everyone has a bad day, and we all have bad days.
You can move your mic. I'll just go ahead and tell you. You can move it a little closer because I see
it's pretty close.
I know. But that's why I leaned mine back here. But no, I hear exactly what you're saying, that I think as a person that was a waitress yourself, you know how you can accidentally get in the weeds, mm-hmm. and then somebody might take that as, she was not a very good waitress.
And they ordered a Jack and Coke, and I accidentally gave them a Bacardi and Coke.
And I will put that on Yelp.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I'll fix it. Just tell me. Mm-hmm. It's those people that don't tell you about the mistake until the end, after they drank it or ate the meal. Well, you know, this wasn't what I ordered.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't. It's a tall, clear glass with a dark liquid in it that smells, you know, like alcohol.
Smells like whiskey.
And I'm just like, those are the complainers. They're out there. And I just try not to associate myself or be one of those. I'm not. I will complain to you.
Uh-huh.
Especially if a bad day catches me on one of my bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, oh, I don't understand. But I'm never going to throw it up there. Unless it happens over and over, which happened at our local gas station. Like, the customer service was iffy on 3 occasions, and I finally just had to break down and comment on Foursquare. No one reads Foursquare comments. Does Foursquare even exist anymore?
I think so, but it's basically it's turned into Swarm now, I think.
Yeah, and I don't have either one of those right. anymore.
But you did. You posted a semi-negative review of the store.
The customer service is horrible.
Yeah, and I go there. I was still going there. I'd never had bad service. And I finally got you to go back. You used to tell me, why are you going there? I hate this place.
The Conoco down the road is much nicer.
But this one is good. It's always been good to me. And finally got you to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you went, oh, I think management has changed.
Did I say that? Yeah. I don't remember saying that. I still don't really go there. I go there with you because you go there. To get your energy.
I think what got me to notice the gripes, or what got me thinking about this, was since I've been watching a lot of the YouTube vlogs and trying to catch up on things.
And you're all about reading the comments under these
vlogs.
I'm
all about reading comments.
I have never been that girl. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't thumbs up or share it. I go on to the next one. I haven't read the comments.
You're not a comment person?
I know there's going to be those negative people that are uh-huh. stupid.
And you avoid. You try to avoid negativity.
I do. I like the... Because, yeah.
Well, you talk about the thumbs up or the thumbs down. That's what got me...
I would never do a thumbs down.
Well, that's what got me. There's people that do thumbs down. Like, you'll see 46,000 likes, thumbs up, and 4... down. So you're like, all right, what did you not like? How did all these people
they're just those
like
people
it? I think they're just
PK and DK addressed that once because they're shows on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I think a few weeks ago, he was like, you know, thanks for that one person that always gives us a thumbs down. Don't know who you are, but thanks.
Well, our pal Jeremy did it to us.
What a jackrabbit.
Yep. I knew this.
He owned it?
Yeah. Because I called him out on it, and he laughed. And I go, so you really did do it? And he goes, well, I was just joking with you.
That's not cool, dude. We are building an audience, so we maybe get two thumbs ups.
Mm-hmm.
We get 30 views.
So the ratio
views, two
is bad.
Up. Don't give us
Don't
a thumbs down.
Jack with our ratio.
Because it'll create some issues in our head, mm-hmm. and then we'll stop vlogging. I think yesterday's vlog was fun.
I do, too. Now, you are having a little bit of trouble.
During the week, it's hard.
I know that it's hard, and I know that you have work, but there's a lot of times that you just need to just shoot something.
I got nothing. And then Monday, I shot something, because we talked about this. Uh-huh. You're like, you just need to shoot something. I shot something, because I put a quote on my cubicle dry erase boards uh-huh. every Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, it's Monday, starting the week. Here's my quotes. Hope you guys have a great week. And you didn't even ask for my video.
Oh, well, I apologize, but that's a brilliant idea. That is a good idea, because
every Monday, it's something that people can
I think
latch
so.
On
That'll,
to and look
that
forward
will be
to.
Our
I've done it the last two Mondays, and you just didn't ask, so I just
well, you need
it.
To just send it to me.
What was going on Monday?
I don't know.
I recorded a podcast, so by the time that got done.
Mm-hmm. But you could have shot. Did you shoot any of the vlog for your podcast? Did you go, here I am, this is my guest, we're about to sit down, and here's my... But see, that's what you have to get in the habit of doing.
Right.
I'm not chastising you.
I hope
you're not taking
are.
It. I know, but I hope you're not taking it that way. I'm just talking to you
I
on
really
here.
I really work hard during the day.
I know you do.
And it's stressful.
I know it is.
On podcast days, because I have to switch gears. Like, it's a total switching of gears. Where, especially because I record Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
For two girls,
mm-hmm.
Mondays are the worst day in the world to record a podcast. But I want to get it out of the way, and it's more feasible for some of my guests to do Monday rather than Tuesday.
Well, that makes total sense. And I know that sometimes we used to record this show
right
immediately
after.
Following, because like we're already here, the equipment's going, let's just go ahead and do it. And I could always tell.
I was spent.
You were either spent or you got cranky.
Which is a side effect of being spent.
Yeah.
I get tired and I get cranky. It happens.
You brought up last night.
Because in one of the vlogs, you were like, I hate cranky people. Well, that's one of the most common words used in our relationship.
Cranky.
Yeah.
But then you brought it up about being cranky.
And I told you, because I was tired from Eric Church.
Yeah.
And then my freaking brain. I was listening to Hank and Petra today. And she's been having some changes in her like work and stuff. And she hasn't been able to sleep, so she's been, like, doing meditations. But, like, I stayed up all night for Eric Church, and I'm thinking, I'm going to sleep?
I'll be so exhausted.
Like nobody's business. I slept for 2 hours last night and woke up having to go tinkle and came back to bed and just laid there.
Wide
for
awake.
Another, oh, heavens.
Oh, I know, because I was about
three
to
hours.
Fall. I was about to
Four
fall
hours.
Asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was done. I watched some TV. I was about to fall asleep. And you woke up and kind of got me to watch another TV show with you.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
No, because I was going to go back to sleep. And you were like, I'm going to watch the DVR. Okay, what are you going to watch? I'm going to watch this show. No, that's our show. I was falling asleep. I'm like, are you watching Elementary? You can't watch Elementary. That's our show. There's an hour show and your shows,
right.
And then my shows.
Right.
So, and then you started Portlandia, and I'm like,
Portlandia is...
The last Portlandia show we watched was awesome, and we were laughing. I'm like, why would you watch that? So then you start an NCIS. So I blame you for me not being able to sleep, because, again, NCIS is one of our shows.
I didn't know that was an our show, because you let it pile up forever. Because you'd watched other things, and you had...
Because it's our show.
Oh, I thought you'd kind of grown weary of it.
No.
That's what I thought.
I want Gibbs to be my dad.
Oh. Who doesn't?
I know. He's like the perfect, like, he'd kick your ass when you needed it, but then he would smile when you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give you a hug if you needed it.
Jethro. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, I love the show. I love all the characters. Ducky is so cool.
I loved the episode this season where it went back to his... like youth.
Yeah, 1960s.
And the woman that got away and his best friend.
That was so good.
Oh, that was probably the best one I've seen in a long time.
But sometimes I wonder if Abby should ever slightly come out out of the Hot Topic world.
No.
No?
No, I think that's who she is.
I think you are. I think so, too. But I think they need to kind of change her slightly. Because I know she's goth, and I realize
she
she's goth.
She needs a boyfriend.
She either needs a boyfriend or a slight change look. Because she always looks the same. You know
what
I mean?
It's okay.
No, it's
People
not.
Don't like change, man.
Huh?
Jethro always looks the same.
With his little shaved military side haircut?
McGee always looks the same. Well, he got chunkier, and then he got really thin, and then he's back to normal again.
Mm-hmm. But I just think she could still be goth, but in different variations of the look. Like, she always has the two ponytail. It kind of looks like she's almost a doll you would buy at Hot Topic.
Yeah. I love that about her.
You do?
And when you look at pictures of her in real life, she has pretty thin hair, so there's probably not a lot that you can do with her hair.
Oh.
That's just my observation from pictures of her. I think she's a beautiful woman. She's very smart. Her and her, I don't think they're married. I think they're
her
engaged.
Her and her, I don't think they're married.
Significant other.
Okay.
He and her, I don't know that they're married, but they seem very active in trying to change the world for the better. Why is there dead air? Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I was trying to decide
where I should go next with that.
I think we should talk about the his and her shows.
Well, here's where I was going to go with that, because the other character on NCIS is the new girl, the blonde.
And the problem with that is that character has changed so many times. There was Kate. There was Ziva. Wasn't there someone before this blonde girl?
I don't think so. I think Ziva was the one. But audiences aren't catching on to this new girl as much. What I read in the comments, because I'm a comment reader, is everybody wants Ziva back.
How did she leave?
I don't know.
I think we missed that episode.
I think we did too. I think she didn't she just want to get away from it all after her dad was her dad was killed and
yeah, I think so. I want Kate to come back, but she got shot in the head. And now she's on Rizzoli and Isles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she Dr. Isles?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I kind of forgot that was the same woman. I love Rizzoli and Isles.
It's back.
Yeah.
You know what's back tonight?
Justified?
Justified's back. Two episodes of Justified were on the DVR. I just noticed that. But back tonight, Thursday night, TGI Thursday.
Grey's Anatomy. Oh my gosh. We have kind of fallen into the YouTube world and neglected our DVR.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to look at the percentage. Is it like 50% by now?
Oh no. No. We have to talk about this. We have to. You just go freaking.
I am a Nazi.
You're a DVR Nazi.
I am.
You're like, this is almost full. It says 83%.
I am the same
available.
Way with my phone.
Available. Not 83% full. 83% available. You're like, some of this has got to be deleted.
You're
what
not
are you talking
it.
About?
It's been here for a year. You record stuff and it sits there for a year and it never gets watched.
Because I don't. A lot of times I want to watch stuff.
And
but
then you watch hour shows when you are by yourself. See what I'm talking about?
I keep thinking you're saying hour show, like hour long.
Oh, you are.
You're watching hour long shows without me. Why are you watching hour long shows without me?
I'm waiting for like a blizzard and then we could like spend a couple days catching up on the DVR.
I know. But that's what I was going to say. A lot of times I think about watching the movies that I record,
mm-hmm.
but then I think, you know what? I don't have time to sit here and watch
a
2-hour
DVR.
Movie. And that's it. I save the movies. But then the DVR Nazi goes, are you ever going to watch these? It's almost full. We're at 82%.
No. These have not even been pushed play on. If you go to my shows, like you'll see sometimes they've been watched a little bit of
uh-huh.
because I'll sit down and I'll eat my dinner. And then I'll have to go do something, so I hit pause or I hit stop, and then I'll come back to it another time. You don't have that ability.
I don't. I have to just sit down
all
and,
or nothing.
And watch it. All I'm an all-in kind of guy. Let's go all-in.
That's MozTech's motto.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's
I remember I got the All-In Award last year, and you made fun of me.
All-in.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I've really been enjoying that I've learned, I don't know why I didn't get into it more, is the actual program YouTube. Everything on YouTube. There is so much. Like last night, one of the shows I watched was an old, and you won't even know this, was an old episode of Barnaby Jones. I watched the pilot episode.
You did say you watched that, and I was kind of like, I don't know what he's talking about. It's
an old 1970s TV series. Ah. But there are full episodes on YouTube. And I noticed more and more stuff last night when I was just jumping around, full episodes of a lot of different shows. And now YouTube has full movies.
Yeah, you can like, it's not typically in one thing. You can watch like, yeah, I've done that with, what's that movie? Sweet Home Alabama. It's on there.
In different segments?
Yes.
Like part one, part two,
yes.
Part three?
Yes.
And I'm I think more and more people are getting into, and I've heard this several times and I see it on Twitter from what I'm following, YouTubers. They call themselves YouTubers. It's people that just, that's their entire, you know, we watch everything on YouTube. We can get it on YouTube. We post on YouTube. And a lot of these people they're dumping regular TV. Like,
I know, you could.
You don't even watch real TV. You just watch it on YouTube later.
But you're not going to be up to date. Like, because, like, Grey's Anatomy is not on YouTube.
Well, no, but it is on Hulu and Amazon,
but
stuff
you have to
like
pay
that.
For that stuff.
You have to pay. But again, that's internet beating TV. Is internet going to, at some point, just devastate TV?
That's why, like, cable television is not as good as satellite television. And then you have the internet. And it's just going to keep progressing away from the bunny ears.
Well, the best shows now, as we've talked about on here before, are like Justified and
FX.
All the FX shows, like American Horror Story and Sons of Anarchy, which was on FX. They can push the limits that TV can't do, which makes for better, more realistic shows.
And you know what you've pulled me into? Celebrity Big Brother.
UK.
Yeah, I think we have talked about that show on the podcast before, and this is the first time that I've really gotten into it. Even when Spidey was on there, like, I kind of liked them on the hills.
Yeah, but you didn't watch it.
You were traveling, and so I was like, well, I have my DVR. But this time, the Perez Hilton show is really pissing me off, and I just want to see him melt down and everyone stop following his blog.
Get Perez out. Get Perez out.
He is a man baby.
Oh.
And I am ready for him to be done, and I will never read his blog again, ever.
Oh. So do you think his behavior on the show could be costing him fans and followers in real life?
Yeah. And then when it's shown to him that people don't like him, like that tweet that was revealed to him, he freaking, this is lies. This is lies. People love me. They like that I'm entertaining. No.
No.
No, you might be adding excitement to the Big Brother house, and maybe that is entertainment, but in the end, it makes you look bad.
Yeah. For those
I do not want to see him in tidy whities anymore.
For those that don't know, can watch Celebrity Big Brother, the UK, on YouTube. You just look up Big Brother, and you can watch the entire series. And they post it every night, the highlights. And that's what we've been watching.
Every night.
It's just crazy. I think the UK version, which you're finally catching on to,
they throw the F-bomb out there.
It's a more adult show than the regular, and it's more of a psychological show compared to the American version of challenges.
Right, because they don't have anything to occupy their time. Every once in a while they do, but it's very brief. And the rest of the time, they're just living together in the house.
In the house. Their conversations that they have turn into fights and disagreements. Or if they're sitting listening to another conversation, you can feel that they're like boiling. Like, I'm going to lose my shit on them any minute.
I'm waiting for someone to punch Perez.
I think
he'll sue him, and I don't think it'll happen. I'm sure it's in the paperwork, like physical contact. It's still assault, even if it is on TV.
Right.
I don't think they will, but I know that they want to. I think that's why that one guy left. He was like,
Alexander,
getting pushed to that limit.
Been a singer in the '80s. He Perez was pushing him to the limit. Perez was like blowing kisses and stuff at him, and he, well, I think he called him a faggot.
But he didn't, it wasn't super derogatory. It was just kind of like, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what? Did he just use that word?
Yeah, it was stop that behavior or something like that.
Stop, yeah.
And then there's another woman, oh God, I can't think of her name now.
Katie?
Not Katie. The other woman who's the judge on RuPaul's drag races.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
She is all for, she's a great lady. And
gay
she's
and
all
lesbian
about
rights.
Gay and rights and lesbian rights. And she is just, she hates Perez. She wants him out because she says that he is a horrible role model for the gay community. And if this is what people see, that she doesn't want that.
I don't even associate him with that. I just associate him with
just being a man baby.
Man baby. I unfollowed him on Twitter, and I wish the public, if you follow Perez Hilton on Twitter, I'm saying unfollow him. He doesn't deserve your support. He's a man baby.
Had you followed Perez in the past? Were you like a Perez Hilton fan?
That's where I get like my entertainment news. Now I'm like, oh, people.com.
Yeah. Or you'll have to start following more heavy, because I know you've our friend Spicy.
Yes. She kind of got away from the entertainment stuff.
Is she not doing the entertainment stuff anymore?
I follow her, and she'll talk about like Big Brother and stuff, but she's not as heavy in the entertainment stuff.
Oh, because she had...
And maybe I'm off. I don't know, but I haven't noticed her as much. I was following her.
Because she was doing very much a Perez Hilton type of blog about entertainment world.
Right.
And I know then she started blogging about reality TV more, strictly reality TV.
Right.
So you guys that are listening to us, check out Spicy Pants. That's actually what she goes
for. And her website is carriemilburn.com now instead of spicypants.com. Oh. And under her profile for Twitter, it says, former Big Brother Super Past host, current portrait artist, blogger, Oregon Duck wife, dog mom, go Ducks, Seahawks, Mariners. Sports, art, painting.
Oh.
So I see that she's posting about Celebrity Big Brother, but not a lot of entertainment stuff.
Because she actually was the host of that show on Real.
Yeah.
She hosted the Big Brother, the CBS. Mm-hmm. It was the internet show about CBS's Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Pass.
Right. I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
She had to not be that person anymore, because I really liked her. She's adorable.
She is adorable.
You've met her in real life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came to one of my shows when I was in Vegas, and that's how I met her. And she wrote me a great review. She wrote me a smoking review, and that's when I started following her stuff. And
I'm looking to see if Allie is Wired is still on here, but I don't know.
Allie is Wired is another one of those celebrity bloggers who apparently lives here.
I haven't seen the car in a while, but it says, we love to talk about the funny side of Hollywood. Do you have an event? We'd love to cover it. Email us, allieiswired@gmail.com. Yeah.
Because I would see her car.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh. I wonder if celebrity blogging is not as popular as it used to be, or doesn't have the same sponsorships or pay like it used to.
It doesn't go as deep as the reality TV, like Kardashians. Did you hear that Bruce Jenner is working on his own reality show?
No.
He supposedly...
Is it called Man Woman?
No. He supposedly has a film crew following him, his life without Chris, and everyone was sworn to secrecy. But I saw it was on like AOL or Yahoo yesterday, so it was a reputable site that said this might be happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you noticed that everybody that was involved in a reality TV show
wants their own
or tries to continue to have their own? Like after Honey Boo Boo got canceled, one of the daughters is still
trying to
get the show. She's been pitching a show. Like Bruce is doing this.
Let's see.
Who else was? But I've seen that in several cases that... Johnny Kate plus 8. Once that was done, Kate's been trying to do another, and I think she finally is getting that back on the air. I think they're going to do Kate plus 8.
Who cares?
Like a follow-up, now that the kids are older.
You already have the Duggars, the 15.
I think there's 18 of them now, isn't
it? Oh, heavens, I don't even know. The crazy thing is, you know, I have my friend Amanda. She just sold her house.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking to the wife of the couple that bought her house.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of 15. I'm like, how are they not on TV? I'm like,
the people that bought Amanda's house is a Duggar?
No. But she, it comes from a family that big.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm like, how is there more than one family like that?
They're called Catholics.
Is it Catholic?
As far as I know, Catholics.
Oh, because they don't believe in birth control.
And Catholics but they don't, have a
they do
lot
like the rhythm
babies.
Method and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means, but I've heard that.
You don't know what the rhythm method?
No. Is it how you get it on? Like, I don't even know. This rhythm will help you.
Wow, chica, chica, pow, wow, chica, pow, wow, chica, chica, pow. No, that is not. The rhythm, please tell me you're on
Southern Baptist.
Several different birth controls. Please.
You know I'm on birth controls. I'm not Catholic. I believe in birth control.
The rhythm method is when you have sex to a disco song.
That's what I was
thinking.
No,
it's not. I'm teasing. No, it's knowing your cycle.
Oh.
I'm a guy, and I'm telling you, it's knowing the rhythm of your cycle.
See, I don't understand.
The biorhythm of your body.
Because I've heard that everyone's different. Like, some people can get pregnant while they're on their period, and some people can't.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you could get pregnant by kissing with your tongue.
I know.
Remember all those stories you used to hear as a kid?
Yes.
What's the worst one you ever remember hearing?
Oh, I think it was when someone actually told me about sex.
You
I was
do
too
what?
Young.
You put what? Where?
They used the whole analogy, the car into the garage thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, no.
Can you
no.
think back when you were a kid and somebody said, you put the penis in the vagina and
right.
you make a baby.
Right.
Did you think...
I don't understand.
Or that's really gross. That's really gross,
yeah.
And I will never do that.
I don't understand why people would
why
do
would
that.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, and it's just how would you do
it's
that?
It's just to have a baby. There's no joy in it. That's just the way you do it to have a baby.
Right. Yeah. And then you walk in on your parents. You're like, you want to have another baby?
No.
I don't understand.
I'm just putting the car in the garage.
Did you ever walk in on your parents?
I did not, ever.
Oh, you're so
ever,
lucky.
Ever. You did, huh?
I was homesick from school. I was waiting for my doctor's appointment. I remember sitting in my living room, and I was like, where are Mom and Dad? And I walked down to their bedroom. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It was not okay.
What'd you see?
I saw it, like, from behind. Like, it was, they weren't in the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were... On top of the bed?
They were beside the bed.
Oh, that's even more odd. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing is I ran up to the living room because I had already been told what the birds and the bees were, but my parents didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I ran up to the living room. And I was like, oh, my God, car in the garage, car in the garage, car in the garage. And 10 minutes later, they come up. So they finished.
10 minutes later?
Yes. I was like...
10 minutes?
What do I
do? It took 10 minutes?
I don't know, man.
Did they see you? Did they
yes,
know that
my
you were...
mother like covered her head and was like, oh, get out, get out. Yeah. That was horrible. That's the title of our podcast, Car in the Garage.
Car in the Garage. I can't believe you actually
it was horrible.
Shared that with
Is that bad?
I don't
I
know.
Feel like
I don't know
everyone...
if Hank and Petra would have shared that.
I feel like everyone okay. 80% of people have walked in on their parents. You're just blessed. I bet Mike has walked in on your parents.
Maybe, or...
And then they learned the tricks to avoiding the children.
My brother might have done it. I'll have to check. I'll ask
or
around.
Or ask your sister.
But that's one of the reasons I always thought it was so odd and why I've made fun of it in my act, because it never happened to me, and it was like, can you imagine if, like, I think when
Most
I tell that, a lot of people are like, no,
about.
I can, and it's gross. Stop
it's
talking
horrible.
About it.
It is traumatic. Everyone should get, like, free counseling if you've had to do that.
Well, it's one thing to see your parents having sex. It's another one to see them getting freaky by the side of the bed.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's like they didn't want to unmake the bed or something.
I just made the bed. I just made. Well, sometimes, you know, you have to do it when the when the Spirit hits you. Hallelujah! Testify! Sometimes when it just hits you and the Spirit moves you, you're like, I got to take it now.
Even though our fourth grade daughter is in the living room sick. Grr. I might sometimes need counseling.
Sometimes.
Did your son ever walk in on you?
Not that I know of.
How not do you not know? Not that I
absolutely.
Know? How do you
because
not
I've
know?
Because I never heard a scream and somebody run out of the room. And we've never talked about it, so obviously he's never wanted to bring it up if he did, so there's no knowledge ever.
Okay. I feel like you would know.
I think you would know if you...
Like, a noise, like, would definitely come out.
Like, you would at least hear a, oh, or something?
Right.
Did you, is that what you said?
Did I you? Just, it was a small house, small bedrooms.
Did you scream like a little girl?
I was like, I think it was a gasp. It was a gasp. Like, I did.
What are you going to do now if somebody who listens to this podcast, who knows your mom and dad, go, oh, you're not going to believe
that she's
talking.
Oh, no one's talking to my parents. No one's talking to my parents. Okay. They obviously had sex. I'm here.
Yeah,
until
that's
it's proven that I was adopted, because that's what I feel.
Well, you look Asian. Your parents don't.
I know. I have small eyes.
You've told me this before. That's why I brought it up.
I know.
You go, people say you look.
Without eyeliner, I have very slitty eyes.
Huh?
Slitty.
Slitty?
Slitty.
Not slutty.
No,
slitty.
Slitty. My eyes are
I like
not...
it when you make your eyes slutty, though. I do like slutty.
That makes them look bigger.
I do like slutty eyes.
I know. You do.
That's
you
why...
would like if I walked around in trailer trash gear all day.
Oh, my God. Could you?
Nope.
Could you do
not
like...
that girl.
Could you do like...
You need to find another girl.
Really?
If you want the trailer trash girl, I'm not that girl.
You're telling me to go find somebody
no,
else?
I said if you want that.
No, I'm trying to talk you into it.
No.
It's just for me.
I'm 33.
Oh, that, oh my God.
I don't know.
Has shit started to sag already or something?
Hey, no.
Well, no, I'm just saying that 33 is very young. You could still put on a pair of, like, cut-off shorts with a little the little bit of bow tie hanging out underneath it and a t-shirt tied up like a
anyone
like an old
that's
Hooters
listening
waitress. Huh?
That knows me is going, huh, does he know Janet?
I know that you've come a long way in the 4 years that we've been together.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know that you've come out of your shell more. Don't
a
you think
bit,
so?
Yes, yes. But I don't. I still own two pairs of shorts.
And I can't ever get you to wear those.
No. I'll wear them with leggings.
Every once in a while when we're out shopping and I'll see a cute pair of shorts and I'll hold them up and that's what you do right there. You're doing it. You're just shaking your head like, no.
God did not make my legs to wear shorts. Nope. And it's not even like... I could do squats, a million squats a day, but my legs are not meant to wear shorts.
And speaking of squats, last night's vlog had an example of how to do squats because
and
you told me I...
Long time ago.
I don't have a butt, and I need to do squats. So when our friend Teresa was over last night to give you a shot, which people would see if they watched the vlog on YouTube...
Wrinkled cheeks.
She was... showing us how to do squats.
The three kinds of squats.
I didn't even know there was three kinds of squats.
I
did not know that.
You know, I tried with baby steps. I'm like, I'll teach him how to do squats. And you still didn't. Just one type, and you still didn't. Now she's thrown three at you.
Now
don't you feel overwhelmed?
I'm overwhelmed. I can't do three. I can't even do one squat.
I know.
I'm just glad I have a belt so my pants don't fall down.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I am going to have to start working on my butt.
You don't have a butt.
I've decided. When I go to the gym now, I'm going to start doing more of the machines that has the
avoid
drawing
the
of
machine.
The butt.
Huh? Avoid the machine.
But they have the machine that has the butt
your
muscle
bathroom.
On it.
I do squats while I brush my teeth.
I squat in the bathroom all the time.
Not like that, dummy. But no, like while I'm brushing my teeth, I'll do squats.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Is that how you time them out? Is
yes.
That-
like one, two, three. Yes.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, really.
I know. It's multitasking.
Huh. How come I don't see you doing squats more around the house? You could just do squats while you're, you know, looking
for
the remote or squats.
So our main floor is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
I've done lunges around that circle many a times.
You have?
Yeah. I don't do it when you're watching because, well, I know you'll make fun of me.
I would, too.
Yes. So, but no, that's perfect because it's like a never-ending circle.
I've walked that, and because I know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes when I'm on a conference call or doing a business call, I walk in a circle around that because it gives me something to do. I feel like I'm exercising and not wasting my time while I'm just on a phone. I hate just sitting on a phone. I don't know how you do it. I know you're in a
cubicle
multitasking. On a phone.
I'm most of my phone calls are phone interviews, so I'm taking notes. If it's not, then I'm doing something else. I'm never just sitting on the phone.
Because I can't. That's one of the reasons you and I rarely talk on the phone. We text.
Okay, what do you need? Okay, bye, Mike.
Because talking to me is like, what?
Wasting time.
What?
What did you do before texting?
I just never, nobody ever heard from me.
But you told me you, like your ex-wives, when you traveled, you would like, you would call them every night.
Yeah, and I would say, hey, I'm here, I'm in my room. Is everything all right?
By myself.
Show is good. And you know, it's the same conversations I've had with you. I'm like, hey, I'm back. I'm good. Shows were great. You know.
Yeah.
Because that's just, to me, I'd rather have something to talk about in person. When you're in person. When you're on the phone, you feel like, I'm not getting the whole thing. I'm not getting face. I think you need face when you talk, too.
Texting is worse. You're not getting emotion.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with that too. I tell people all the time,
I can
never
go from
have
zero,
a fight. Never
yeah,
have a fight.
Zero to angry in a text in one text message that you sent. I'll be like, "What the f-?
What do you mean by that?"
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put a little emoji on the end of it.
That happened to me and my friend on Facebook. She sent me an article about how you shouldn't buy makeup on the Wish app because it could be toxic. Well, I bought her makeup for Christmas, not from the Wish app. And so she sent me this article, and I was like, oh, good information. Don't worry, your makeup's not from the Wish app. And I didn't put a smiley face. And she's like, oh, no, I wasn't implying that, blah, blah, blah. And
oh,
I was like,
oh, she took
no,
it wrong.
No. I was trying to be funny, but I forgot the smiley face.
Well, now, text messaging has gotten so much better because you can...
Emoticon.
You can emoticon, and you can type out full words. Before, it used to be charged per letter kind of deal. Remember that?
No.
You weren't into texting when it was just all the...
No.
You had to use abbreviations, and there was short sentences that meant total...
No, that's
total,
like shorthand.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of that. You didn't do any of that then. Because I think that's the best part now, is that texting is just you text your message, or you can talk to your phone and talk to text.
Well, they still have, like, amount of text messages. Remember last year about this time, I guess because my parents started texting and stuff like
you
that,
went over.
I started going over and I'm like, what happened? And I had to go to unlimited. But it wasn't per letter.
Well, it used to be, the old days.
Oh.
Maybe not per letter, but I think it might have been. No, I think it was per letter. I think it's one of the reasons that everybody got into RU, you know, the letter RU, that kind of stuff. And then it was the like whole little sentence, like LA. M-O. Is it, you know, laughing my ass off, you know, that kind of stuff. All those were coming into play because you wouldn't type out all this stuff. So it was, if you go back and you look on the internet, there's whole sheets of like
what things mean. Funny ones like the elderly people.
Right.
Abbreviations are totally different than our abbreviations.
Yeah, it was sort of our version. The modern day version of the telegraph, ... that you people could look at the stuff and know what the message was.
So, squirrel.
Squirrel?
Squirrel. I'm just letting you know. Do you remember when 9 to 5 was the number one song? Working 9 to 5. Do you know what year that was?
Was it 81 or 82?
It was 81. It was before I was born.
Yeah.
Today,
look, yay me.
Number
yay,
one.
Yay me.
And it earned her an Oscar and 2 Grammys.
Earned who?
Well, her. 9 to 5, you shouldn't have to say.
If
you don't know
who
I'm talking about, then we need to spend more time together. Dolly Parton.
Yay.
She is an amazing woman. Amazing woman. I just saw that come up and I was like, what? 1980? I wasn't even born.
Wow. You just made a lot of people feel old.
Well, I get that feeling all the time. Yeah. I hire people at higher salaries than me that were born after me. I'm like, damn it, Janet. Damn it, Janet. I should have been a lawyer.
Damn it, Janet.
I know, right?
That should be you should have a vlog channel called that.
No way.
Damn it, Janet.
No. No. No.
You need more of a positive.
I like the positivity. Did you hear that Ted 2 is coming out? Aww, squirrel. Did I say I didn't sleep well last night?
You did not. Your brain is all over the place. Yes, Ted 2 is coming out. The Ted movie about the vile little teddy bear.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer.
I watched it today. It's on my Facebook.
How was it?
Awesome. I cannot wait. I think it's in June, I think.
I didn't know you liked it. I thought it was a little too...
No, I thought it was so cute. I thought it was so cute. Oh.
I liked it too. I really enjoyed the thunder song and the whole.
Yeah,
I can't remember how that went.
Yeah, but, I can't either.
Because it had the F word in it, and probably shouldn't he's even getting, remember.
He's getting married. Ted is in this.
Ted
one.
Is getting married.
Yeah,
to another teddy bear.
No, to a human. A blonde.
Oh,
yeah. So that's all like I'm telling you. You got to watch the trailer, and then you have to watch the movie. We should just go together.
Okay.
Cinderella's coming out in March.
No, I don't care about that at all, but I do care. I know that you care about Cinderella. You give me the face. I know that's something that you want to see, and I will buy you a ticket. But I
screw that. I can buy my own damn ticket.
I buy my own ticket. But 50 Shades of Grey is about
February 13th or 4th. Oh my gosh, that is. Oh my gosh, that's in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I did not realize how.
And I have a pass to go see the movie. I have one pass. One pass.
Is it during the day? The
movie. No, it's at night, and it's the night that I have to go to L.A., February the 11th. So you might go by yourself to this movie?
I will totally go
will you
by
do
myself,
that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. All right. I have to check my calendar.
February the 11th.
I got to see what I have to move. There's something on there. Oh, that's all you.
Because I have to go to L.A. It's probably on your calendar.
And you're doing the
And I'm doing
Hermosa.
a show in L.A. Yeah. So... There you go. I'll talk to the movie studio. Make sure it's under your name, huh?
Will they let me?
I'm sure they will because you will review it on the podcast, right?
I've been talking about 50 Shades of Grey ever since I read the books.
That's what I figured. So, I will hook you up with that pass, and then you can review it on your two girls and a bottle of wine, and then you can review it on this one when I get back.
So. I got to ask you, how do you as a man feel about this whole 50 Shades of Grey thing?
I don't get it, but I'm a guy. What I don't get is when you go to Target, there's a whole thing of 50 Shades of Grey stuff, like mask and lube and all that stuff, just out in the middle of the aisle.
Well, it's not like it's showing nudie pictures.
It's not, but it's obvious what it is.
Right. There was lube in Walmart and Target before.
But it wasn't like
so the
50 Shades of Grey lube.
Teamed up with the sexy story. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But it should it be right there on the end where like everybody in the world walks by and sees it? Or should it be like down there where the
behind
lube
the
and everything kind of used to
where
be?
Behind the cabinet door you have to have a special key to get it. Yeah, it should be back behind the pharmacist counter, that lube.
You think so? Or are you being facetious?
I am being facetious. Oh. Kids don't know what that is. They don't.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. But I just think as you walk by and you go, that does not belong there. Is that just what adults think as you go by?
You got to watch yourself.
That does not belong there.
You sound a little grumpy old guy.
Damn it.
I know.
Damn it.
That's why you got to check yourself. I check myself all the time.
I think they need to just put that lube right out there.
Everywhere.
They should have it just its own, as you come through the front door.
With the Red Room of Pain pictures right around
it. Right there. Because you know what? I am young and I'm hip and I understand that lube should be the first thing you see when you walk in the door at Target. I agree.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to.
I know. But like, I didn't know what lube was as a kid. And I think I remember asking something like, what's this KY? And my mom would be like, well, you know how you use petroleum jelly? Then, you know, this is for adults, petroleum jelly.
You remember that time your dad and I?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you ever get your temperature taken in your rear end?
A lot. And I still prefer a rectal thermometer.
That explains so much. Anyway, so I remember the red tipped one was for the rectal and the blue one was for under your arm or under your tongue. And she would use the petroleum jelly and she's like, this is for when adults need to check their temperature.
This is for when adults need to check their temperature.
I was like, it wasn't until I got into, I want to say college, till I understood.
And then you knew. You really knew.
No, I didn't. Stop it. But So it's just, yeah. Huh. Yeah. How do you explain hemorrhoid cream?
I don't know.
I still don't understand hemorrhoid cream.
I don't either.
It makes your eyes less baggy.
You know, I thought about using it.
On your eyes?
I did. It's funny you've said that, because just the other day, because, you know, we've been on this diet. We've both mm-hmm. been losing weight. I'm down about 10 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I definitely can see it in my face. Mm-hmm. My cheeks don't feel as
puffy, because yeah. we're not eating crap.
Right. But I do feel like when you lose weight, you know how you feel like maybe you don't feel as tight as you should?
Need some fillers.
And I thought, oh, maybe just a little bit of
Preparation
H. I heard that's supposed to be good.
Buy an unused tube.
But I don't want people going, hey, ass face.
Nobody's going to know.
You just talked about it on the podcast.
Well, they won't know for sure.
Yeah. So what's the name of this podcast going to be? Hey, ass face or car in the garage?
Car in the garage.
Hey, ass face, is your car in the garage? I think that's what we're going to call it this time.
We have to use a curse word.
No. Hey, butt face.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, butt face, is your car in the garage?
Right. So the big game is this weekend, and neither one of us care about it.
At all.
But Katy Perry is going to perform in the halftime show. I am excited about that.
Unless she has a wardrobe malfunction.
She won't. And she's invited Lenny Kravitz. It's going to be off the hook.
Who's playing, by the way? Do you even know?
Yes.
God, it sounds so bad that I don't know. But
Patriots? Is that Tom Brady's team? Versus the Seahawks.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady is the one with the deflated balls.
Yes, but the very hot wife. So obviously deflated balls do not affect that.
Well, we're in an hour.
I'm boring as hell. I'm sorry.
No, we made it to an hour. I'm just saying, we made it to an hour.
But I want to talk about the big game.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Are we going to do anything
for it? No, we're not doing a damn thing.
You don't want me to make those sriracha meatballs or anything?
I do want you to make that. You could have just gone straight to sriracha meatballs. You could have, trust me, you could have gone straight to, hey, I got some new recipes.
Because I sent you. Watch the halftime show.
I sent you a recipe today for.
I saw that.
Avocado deviled eggs. Did that look like a good recipe? I saw the picture. I didn't read it.
Amazing.
But it looked like a great recipe.
You know what's funny? When I was eating my lunch is when I looked at my Facebook and I saw that. And I mash up half of an avocado and mix it with pesto.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of my lunch. Like, I don't put it on anything. And I was like eating that. And I was like, I love avocados. And I was like, I really love avocados.
No, I really.
Like, I wanted to take a selfie and be like, look, I'm eating avocados as I'm reading about your avocado eggs.
And that goes back to, see, look, I'm having avocados. Here's my vlog spot.
3 hours of sleep. 3 hours of sleep last night. I need to try this Petra meditation. But I'm not giving up my makeup videos.
Well, tell people how to find us.
We are on YouTube at Wrinkled Sheets. We have the vlog. We're also on Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes.
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. I forgot about that one. And there's a new website.
And I can't remember the name of that either.
Wait for it.
I can't remember. They started hosting the...
Autometric.
Yes. They started
hosting...
And
we'll post the link.
Please do. Because they started carrying the show too. We're blowing up. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
And your Instagram.
PinkBarb27.
Yeah, because I'm finding out from being more of the YouTube world that you really have to, they all work the social media, mm-hmm. every bit of it. I mean, here's my Instagram. Got to look at that. Here's my Twitter. Follow that.
Mm-hmm.
People that really get into following shows and people's lives want all of it.
I don't know what Hank and Petra look like. I don't know where to find them.
Hank and Petra, if you're listening to this, if you don't have a Twitter, you need one.
They do, but they don't. I haven't seen any pictures.
They
of
need
them.
To post a picture.
Just email it to me, wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
All right, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.